So hi, this is John White here, sitting here with Alex Piak. We're at NAEA in Frisco. Alex is going to sit down and talk with me about how he got into real estate in Connecticut and how he used marketing to build up his business. So, Alex, good afternoon.
Hey, John, thanks for having me.
So, you got your start in real estate in Connecticut before you moved down here. That was more than a few years ago. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I got licensed. I was probably about 20 years old. I was going to college at the time, and my father owned a real estate company. And it was just a small mom and pop. He was running it literally from the basement of our house. And he had just looked into his first commercial location. And I really just wanted to help him out. So I said, hey, you know, I can come down here and help anytime. What I quickly realized is there's not much you can do in real estate without being licensed, right? Even answering the phone, there was all this list of information that you couldn't talk about to the public because you weren't a licensed real estate agent. So I decided that, hey, I'll go get my license and I can spend some, you know, weekends down here and kind of help with the new location. So I took those classes. At that time, believe it or not, you can get licensed in as little as 30 hours.
Wow.
So the barrier of entry wasn't very difficult. So I took my class hours. The good news is they are classroom hours, so you actually had to be there physically, where today you can take them online and do it in a matter of a few days.
That's why you have so many AFAs out there.
It's the barrier of entry is just so easy in real estate. It does allow for a lot of part-time agents to get in, people who do it as a hobby versus do it as a profession. But so I got licensed, and like I said, about this time I'm 20 years old, second year of college. And man, as soon as I got licensed, I started doing some transactions. And at 20 years old, the income was exciting.
When
you get your first check, you know, for $5,000-$6,000 for a transaction, the light bulb went off that this is an opportunity here. So that got me started, and you know, my first year, I think I did probably 18 to 20 transactions, and made a really good living at 20 years old. Like, I was really, it caught my eye and caught my attention. And working with people, selling, helping people really achieve their real estate goals was something that was a core value of mine, and giving back to people. So it aligned perfectly, and I've been doing it for 14 years now.
Wow. So, and you started with Brian Moses in coaching, right? Is that right?
Yeah. So when I got licensed, I worked for an independent for my father's company, and within 2 years, I saw the change of the market happening. This was about 2006. I could see that there was a change really about to happen in real estate. I tracked trends. You know, I was 19, 20 years old. Getting people to want to work with me as a kid was a little bit difficult. So I dove into analytics and being an expert in my market. So I knew trends, I knew statistics, I knew data, and that was my value when they spoke to me, as I spoke to them as a market expert. But I saw the days on market changing, and I could see what was coming around the corner. So I decided, hey, I better jump into a larger brand. And I ended up buying a Remax franchise at the age of 22. At that point, I believe I was the youngest franchise owner for Remax of New England. Great experience. I owned that franchise. I did my 5-year commitment with them, and learned a lot. And through that process, I really invested in myself in coaching. So I've probably been through more coaching programs and seminars because I was hungry to gain knowledge because I was so young. I needed to wow people for them to forget about what I looked like and the fact that I was 19, 20, and literally say, I've never met anybody who has the market knowledge you have, irregardless of your age.
Yeah. Jay has a similar story. This is...
It's actually what I think what bonded Jay and myself is our stories were so similar. Our father sold real estate. We got in around 20, and then we used market knowledge to differentiate ourselves. So through Remax, John, diving into different coaching companies, I ended up getting the opportunity to work with Brian Moses on a one-on-one coaching, and really amazing experience. Some of the best money I've ever spent in my life, not just business-wise, personally. I grew as in every aspect of my life, and it's an invaluable investment that I've made in myself. So, you know, lots of opportunities through coaching and investing, and actually through Brian is how I met Mike and Jay, believe it or not.
Okay.
You know, Brian had a coaching company, Mike and Jay had a coaching company, and Jay came out and did a keynote at one of Brian's events in San Diego, and got the opportunity to hang out with Jay that night. We hit it off. I don't even know if he remembers, but we went out in San Diego to some bars out there, and I think at one point I was on stage and took the tambourine or something, because when you're with Brian and Jay, you know, those types of shenanigans just always tend to happen. So we hit it off, and it was probably about a year or so later, I came to an event that NAEA was doing in Brian Moses, one of their boot camps. Mm-hmm. So I kind of went through their boot camps just to kind of see what they were all about. You know, I knew a lot about Brian, but NAEA had some systems and processes and listing presentations, buyer presentations, yeah, that I wasn't really familiar with. So I wanted to dive into that, and great experience. But that's kind of how I got rehooked up with Jay.
So Alex, you're now at the brokerage. Can you first tell us a little bit about what you do, and especially with regard to marketing? And how the lessons that you learned in Connecticut while you were there with RE/MAX, how you brought that knowledge here and then expanded the marketing program here?
Got it. Yeah, so you know, my role now with the company, with the brokerage Expert Advisor Home Services, I literally partner with real estate agents in the DFW Metroplex. And by partnering, I take good agents and really just help build their processes, their systems, their strategy, and really help them build their own brand under Expert Advisor Home Services. And in doing that, one of the things we obviously focus on is branding and marketing. So a lot of it comes down to just some basic messaging and making sure your message matches what market you're in, you're using the right call to action. So, you know, when I was an independent agent back even in my RE/MAX days running that brokerage, marketing and acquiring the customer is the hardest skill to learn, but it's the most important. If you do not know how to acquire the customer, you will go hungry in real estate, or you will literally have to rely on somebody else to provide you leads, such as a Zillow or Realtor.com. You're gonna pay a pretty significant amount of money because you don't have that skill. So part of my investing in myself was learning marketing, call to actions, direct response marketing, how to leverage my website, how to make universal offers versus specific offers. And I've just taken some of that knowledge, which are, they're universal principles, they work in any business, and I've just implemented them here. So an example is, you know, you may have a 3-bedroom house that you put in the newspaper or you put on Facebook, and your description will say Frisco 3-bedroom. Well, that only resonates to buyers looking for 3-bedroom.
Right.
If John White's looking for a 4-bedroom, guess what he's not doing? Clicking my ad.
Exactly.
Which means I never get an opportunity to talk to you to articulate the value I could bring you in the home buying process. So a universal ad would say free list of Frisco homes priced between X and Y. Now, you're looking for a 4-bedroom. I didn't disqualify you. So if you're looking in Frisco, you're going to respond to that ad. It's very universal. And now I have the opportunity to pick up the phone and prospect to you and find out what your wants and needs are. I may not have the listing, but I have access to the MLS and I can sell you anything.
Of course.
But I never would have had that opportunity with specific marketing of a specific property. So I learned some of those universal messaging offers that still work really well today.
Wow, wonderful. And so, I guess this leads us to our next question. If you were able to give just one or two strong pieces of advice to our listeners out there, What would you tell them about the best ways to market their services? And especially, would you use the radio airwaves, or would you use print or online?
Yeah. So I think all of those work, okay? But there's a order and sequence in order to do things. There's a right order and a right sequence. So you have to look at where you are in your business and what your budget is and what are you already taking advantage of. So an example is, if you're a new agent and you're not taking advantage of free or very inexpensive medias like Craigslist or for sale by owner, and you haven't mastered those to where that is a pillar in your business that delivers one or two closings a month, you should never be looking at TV and radio. That could cost you a few thousand dollars a month.
I see.
Right? It's the wrong time. It's the right activity at the wrong time. And because you don't, most likely, I'm assuming, you wouldn't have enough cash in the bank to sustain that type of marketing for as long as what we call the cash conversion. So a good example is, if you're running radio, you may have to run that radio ad for 4 months before you get an ROI on your expense. If you're running TV, it might be 10 months before your cash turns over and it becomes a profit center.
It's a lot of money.
You would need $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in a reserve account.
Okay.
Most agents don't have that, so we need to start with the right media, which is free and inexpensive. Once you've mastered those, you know, now we can go. So if we've got, you know, Craigslist auto poster, we've got Fizbo's, which are very inexpensive. And then you go Expired, again, less expensive. But then maybe you jump into Home Value, right? Your cost per lead is more than Expired and Fizbo, but it has a very good ROI. But
yes,
it's not as expensive as radio or TV or billboards. They all work, John. You have to understand cash conversion in your business and how much of an investment do you have to make in that media before it pays itself back. And you don't do that unless all these other pillars in your business are performing.
Exactly. Okay. Well, thanks so much, everyone, for listening. Take heed of what Alex is saying if you want to build up your business. And we appreciate your time. Have a good one. See you at the top or from the top.